Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A March 25th trial date has been set for the New York criminal case against Donald Trump. The former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records. As NPR's Ilya Marich reports, a New York judge has ordered Trump to not discuss sensitive aspects of his case.
Trump's attorney did raise one matter, which I think may come up again. Trump is running for president. He's concerned about his free speech rights as he makes his pitch to voters. Judge Merchan said, "This is not a gag order. Quote, it is not my intention to impede Mr. Trump's ability to campaign. He is certainly free to deny the charges. He is free to do just about anything that doesn't violate the specific terms of this protective order."
NPR's Ilya Marich reporting. Republican negotiators say they are nowhere near a deal with the White House on raising the nation's borrowing limit. GOP lawmakers are demanding deep spending cuts as a condition for their votes, while President Biden has offered to freeze spending but says he will not agree to a debt bill that has strings attached. The Treasury Department says the U.S. could run out of money to pay its debts as soon as June 1st if the debt ceiling is not lifted. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis is preparing to announce his bid for the Republican presidential nomination. NPR's Kelsey Snell has more.
Ron DeSantis will join Twitter executive chairman Elon Musk for a live Twitter Spaces event, where he is expected to jump into the presidential race. DeSantis has spent the past several months laying the groundwork for a campaign against former President Donald Trump for the GOP nomination. Trump is currently leading the Republican field, and DeSantis joins a growing group of contenders, hoping to convince voters that Trump cannot win in a general election against President Biden. The Twitter event is expected to stream live with real-time questions from Twitter users. Kelsey Snell, NPR News, Washington.
China's new ambassador has arrived in the U.S. and is calling for an enhanced dialogue, the management of differences, and promotion of cooperation with China. NPR's John Ruwich has more.
Ambassador Xie Feng arrives at a delicate time for U.S.-China relations. Trust between the two countries has eroded sharply, and there's very little high-level dialogue. But President Biden said this week he expects a thaw in relations. Speaking to reporters after landing in New York on Tuesday, Xie said the right way for China and the U.S. to interact and get along is based on mutual respect, peaceful coexistence, and win-win cooperation. Xie comes to the job after a stint as vice foreign minister, where he had a role in China-U.S. relations. He previously worked at the embassy in Washington, ran North American affairs at China's foreign ministry, and also served in Hong Kong as the foreign ministry's top envoy to the former British colony. John Ruwich, NPR News, Shanghai.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR. A Russian court has extended the pretrial detention of American journalist Evan Gershkovich until August 30th. The 31-year-old Wall Street Journal reporter is charged with spying. The State Department says Gershkovich is being wrongfully detained. Russian authorities allowed U.S. embassy officials to visit him in late March, but two subsequent visit requests were denied. The upcoming Memorial Day weekend kicks off the summer travel season. Airline booking data indicate it could be the busiest summer ever. NPR's David Shaper reports that the Transportation Department is putting airlines on notice to reduce unnecessary delays and cancellations.
After widespread disruptions last summer, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says the airlines have significantly reduced delays and cancellations in recent months, and he hopes that trend continues through Memorial Day.
This weekend will be a test of the system, and I think all of us have airline stories from last summer and the disruptions that took place then. Cancellation and delay rates were at unacceptable proportions last year, and it's important that that not happen again.
Airlines have been on a hiring binge and now have 10% more employees than they did before the pandemic. They've also adjusted their schedules and are flying bigger planes to meet the increased travel demand. David Shaper, NPR News.
The South Carolina Senate has approved and sent to the governor a bill to ban abortion at 6 weeks. The measure includes exceptions for rape, incest, fetal anomaly, or the health of the mother. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.